Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to our silsila Illuminating Society. And the topic of our today's silsila is respect of parents. Before we begin with our silsila, let's make few good intentions. As it is mentioned in the beautiful hadith of Aqa-i Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa sallam, niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. So let's make few intentions that I will watch this silsila for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will watch this silsila from beginning till the end. And whenever I will hear sallu ala al-habib, I will recite salawat upon Aqa-i Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whenever I will hear tubu ilallah, I will exclaim astaghfirullah. And whenever I hear Udhkurullah, I will proclaim Allah, Allah, the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whatever knowledge I will attain from this silsila, I will try and make amal on it. I will try and practice upon it. As well as I will try and teach other Islamic brothers and sisters as well. Now, as usual, we always first listen to the beautiful ahadith of Aqa-i Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding Durud-e-Paak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully stated that the one who recites Durud-e-Paak upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with numerous bounties. Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us numerous blessings and ni'mats upon us. The eyes which we have is also the bounty of Allah. The ear which we have is also the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. The lips, the tongue, the nose, everything of our body is the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. The air which we breathe in and out is also the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. From amongst these great bounties which Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us, one of the great bounties which He Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us is our parents. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, our parents are also one of the greatest ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal which He has bestowed upon us. And regarding this ni'mat and this bounty, He Himself mentions in the Holy Quran and He even explains it how to take care and how to look after this great bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. Translation from Kunz al-Iman. Treat your parents with goodness. If either of them or both reach old age in your presence, do not say uff to them and do not rebuff them and speak to them with respect. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this beautiful ayat of Holy Quran, many Madani pearls can be extracted. Many advices can be extracted and learned from this ayat of the Holy Quran. From this ayat we have learned that Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to be kind with our parents. He has ordered us to treat our parents with respect. And especially advised us that we should look after our parents in their old age. If we look at the favors which our parents have bestowed upon us, believe me, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, you will be shocked and amazed that how much sacrifice our parents have made for us. They took care of us. They looked after us after our birth. They provided us with food. They provided us with sustenance. They provided us with clothes. They gave us warm clothes in winter. They gave us raincoat when it was raining. They saved us from thunder. They saved us from breathing fire. They saved us from hot sun. They provided us with a shelter. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, if we have to analyze the sacrifices our parents have made for us, we will simply come to a conclusion that our parents have made a lot of sacrifices for us. We should simply realize that they have made countless sacrifices for us. We should also show gentleness towards them in exchange of favors. We should make sure that if our parents fall sick, if our parents are not feeling well, we should take them to hospitals. We should take them to clinics. We should take them by doctors. If it is our mother, we should take them to the nurse. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let us take care of our parents. If we are in abroad country, if we're living in a country which our parents are not living in the very same country, or we're living in a city where our parents are not living in that very same city, we should still make a call to our parents. We should phone them, ask them about their tabiyat. We should ask them about their health. We should ask them if they're feeling well or not. We should ask them if they need anything from us. And if they need anything from us, we should immediately try and assist our parents. If they are in need of wealth, if they are in need of our time, we should be ready to sacrifice it for our parents. Because whatever we have earned in this world, whatever respect we have, whatever wealth we have, it is through their sadaqah, it is through their du'as. For verily, they have made du'as and supplications for us. Remember, the du'as of our parents are always accepted in the divine court of Allah. It is mentioned in the beautiful hadith of Aqa Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that there are three people whose du'as are never rejected. Yes, there are some people in this world whose du'as are always accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from amongst those three people, Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that your father's du'a is always accepted in the haqq of his children. Believe me, the du'as of our parents are accepted. As we heard from the hadith, that the du'a of our father is always accepted in the haqq, in the right of his children. So we should always ask our parents to make dua for us. We should always do things which our parents will get happy with. Try and do their khidmat. Try and do their works. Try and take them to places where they want to go. Try and provide them comfort. So inshallah, with the blessings of this, they will get happy and they will make dua in the court of Allah. And Aqa Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has always commanded us and has always advised us to take dua of our parents. And he has even told us that we should not take the curse of our parents. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, like the du'as of our parents are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, likewise, their bad-du'as are also accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our pious predecessors, our aslaf, always tried their level best to take the du'as of their parents. They always did khidmat of their parents. They always served their mothers. They always served their fathers. Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi says that in a freezing night of winter, my mother asked me for a glass of water. It was so freezing night, and in that freezing night, my mother asked me for a glass of water. She says, I woke up and I went to get the water for my mother. As I returned back, I found that my mother had fallen asleep again. Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi says, I did not feel it appropriate to wake her up. Therefore, I stood near her holding the glass of water and waiting for her to wake up so that I would present it to her. I stood for quite a while. Meantime, some water spilled over my finger and froze, turning into ice. When my mother woke up, I presented her the glass of water. My fingers had adhered to the glass because of ice. As I detached my finger from the glass, its skin came off, causing bleeding. It started to bleed. Seeing it, my mother said, O son, what is this? Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi says, I told her the whole story. I told her the whole waqiya. Listening to it, she raised her hands and made dua. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with him. You also get pleased with him. Subhanallah. This was the beautiful mindset of Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi to serve his mother. And in return of it, his blessed mother, his beloved Ammijan, made dua for him in the divine court of Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us for their sake. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this beautiful waqia of Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, we have learned many Madani pearls. Many pearls can be extracted from it. We can extract many lessons from this beautiful waqia. One of them is that we should always obey the commandments and the hukum of our parents. No matter what the situation is, we should always be obedient to our parents. We should always try and act upon whatever our parents tell us. But remember, always try to act upon their commandments when it is not against Shariat, when it is not contrary to Shariat. But if it is within the limits and boundaries of Shariat, then we should always try and act upon whatever our parents tell us. No matter whether it is cold or it is hot or it is windy or it is raining, we should always obey and follow the commandments of our parents. The second Madani pearl which we extract from this beautiful waqia is that we should never ever disturb our parents. If they are busy in any activity, if they are doing any work, we should try and allow them to do their work. We should not disturb them. And especially if they are sleeping, we should let them rest. We shouldn't disturb them unless if it is something emergency. And we should also allow our elders to rest properly while they are sleeping. We should not disturb them. The third Madani pearl which we learn from this beautiful waqia of Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi is that always take the dua of our parents. We should always take the supplications and dua from our parents. For verily, as we have heard from the hadith of Aqa-i Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that their du'as are highly accepted in the divine court of Allah. As I mentioned earlier, that like the du'as of our parents are accepted, even their bad-du'as, their curse is also accepted in the court of Allah. There are many people in this universe who have destroyed their world as well as their akhirat by taking the bad-du'a and curse of their parents. There are many people who have lost many things in this world just because of not obeying their parents. I would like to narrate one incident of a person. There was a farmer living in a village. His mother and wife would often quarrel with each other. Many a time, his wife went to a paternal home, walking out on her husband, but he would bring her back by flattering her. On their final quarrel, his wife said to him, "Either I or your mother will live in this home now." The farmer was in love with his wife. The farmer would always give preference to his wife over his mother. He would give priority to his wife. So he decided in his heart to get rid of his mother, which he thought was the only solution to the frequently breaking out quarrels. Therefore, using a pretext, he once took his mother to a sugarcane farm. While cutting sugarcane, he got an opportunity and turned upon his mother with a small axe drawn on her. But all of a sudden, his feet were sunk into the ground. The small axe dropped from his hand and his mother fled to the village, shocked and screaming. The earth gradually began to swallow him up. He continued to cry out in terror and to apologize to her, calling out, "Mother, mother," but she had gone far away. After a short while, people reached there and saw that he had been sunk up to his chest. They made efforts to rescue him, but their efforts were in vain because the earth continued to swallow him until he was completely sunk into the ground. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, you have just heard how a person was swallowed by the earth because he tried to overpower the love of his wife over his mother. His love for his mother was not so much which he had for his wife. He gave more preferences to his wife and he wanted to attack his mother. So you saw how the ground swallowed that person. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us obedient to our parents. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla make it such that our parents can be pleased with us. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, many a times it happens that we give more preferences to our mothers. We give more time, we take care of our mother more than we take care of our fathers. Remember, if Jannah lies under the feet of the mother, then the father is the middle door of Jannah. Father's pleasure is in the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Remember that our father should be loved in the very same manner which we love our mother. We should also take care of our fathers. Regarding the importance and excellence of fathers, let's listen to three blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number one, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in the pleasure of the father, and the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in the displeasure of the father. Number two, obedience to the father is the obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. And disobedience to the father is disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. Number three, the father is the middle door from among the doors of Jannah, whether you lose it or protect it. Allahu Akbar. Aqai Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is telling us that we should also take care of our parents. We should also take care of our father as well as our mother. Remember, like the maqam of our fathers is mentioned in the hadith of Aqa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, the mother's maqam is also mentioned in the hadith of Aqa Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The fortunate people whose parents are alive should kiss the feet and hands of their parents at least once a day. There is a great reward for treating parents with respect. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Paradise lies under the feet of mothers. Therefore, treating them with kindness is the means of entering paradise. It is stated in Bukhari Shariat, page 88, part 16, containing 312 pages, published by Maktabat al-Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islam. One may also kiss the feet of his mother. It is stated in the hadith, the one who kissed the feet of his mother, it is as if he has kissed the doorstep of paradise. Allahu Akbar. If one kisses the feet of his mother, it is as if he has kissed the chocolate, the doorstep of paradise. So whenever we get the chance, whenever we have the opportunity to kiss the hands of our parents, we should never delay. We should immediately kiss the hands and feet of our parents. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us obedient to our parents. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there is great reward in serving our parents. There is even reward in obeying our parents. And not only that, there is even reward to look at our parents. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we even get thawab of looking at our parents with merciful gaze. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, when offspring looks at their parents with merciful gaze, Allah Azza wa Jal writes the reward of Hajj Mabrur, accepted Hajj, for every sight. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, asked, even if someone looks at them 100 times a day, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Na'am, Allahu Akbaru wa Atiyab. Yes. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we have just heard the beautiful hadith of Aqa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding looking at our parents with merciful gaze. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we even get the thawab of looking at our parents with merciful gaze. And the thawab is so high that Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the thawab and reward of Hajj Mabrur, accepted Hajj. At many a times when people go to perform Hajj, they don't know after performing Hajj whether their Hajj is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal or not. They make dua that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, accept our Hajj. They have to do a lot of sacrifices. They sacrifice their family members. They sacrifice their children. They sacrifice their time. They sacrifice their job. They sacrifice their work. They sacrifice their own country. They sacrifice their comforts so that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts their Hajj. But dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the beautiful method of earning the thawab of accepted Hajj. And getting the thawab of accepted Hajj just by looking at our parents with merciful gaze. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to look at our parents with merciful gaze. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, remember, our parents are our paradise as well as our hell. It is mentioned in the hadith, Huma jannatuka wa naruka. They are your paradise as well as your hell. It is now up to us how to treat our parents. If we treat them with good manners, with good akhlaq, with respect and kindness, our parents can become paradise for us. But if we treat them rudely, we use vulgar language for our parents, we beat our parents, ma'azallah, then our parents will become a means for us to enter Jahannam. Remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we should always treat our parents with kindness. And it is mentioned in the beautiful ahadith of Aqai Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who is obedient to his parents in the morning, two doors of paradise get opened for him in the morning. And if only one parent is alive, then one door opens for him. And the one who is disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal regarding his parents in the evening, two doors of hell get opened for him in the morning. And if only one of them is alive, then only one door opens." A person asked, "Even if the parents oppress him?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Even if they oppress him, even if they oppress him, even if they oppress him." Allahu Akbar. In this hadith, we have heard from Aqai Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that no matter how parents treat their children, we should always obey them. We should always show kindness toward them. We should always show shafqat and muhabbat towards our parents. And Aqai Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized on this, that no matter what the situation and condition is, we should always be kind to our parents. We should always love our parents and show muhabbat towards them. There are many people out there who ask this question, that who has the most right over us? Who has the most haq over us? Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that once Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, Ummul Mu'mineen, asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who has the most right over a woman? Who has the most right over a woman?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Her husband has the most right over her." Thereafter she asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who has the most right over her husband?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, that the most right over her husband, her mother has over her. Meaning a mother has the most right over her husband. Most right over the wife is her husband. And after husband, the mother has the most right over her. The rights of parents are so many that we can never be released of them. A companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu once humbly said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "On a path, stones were so hot that a piece of meat would have roasted if it had been put onto them. I carried my mother on my shoulders for 6 miles. Am I free from the rights of my mother?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Perhaps this could be the return for the one of the contractions she endured during labor while giving birth to you." Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us for their sake, for their sadaqah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this ahadith we have learned that our parents have countless rights upon us. And remember that we can never ever fulfill the rights of our parents. So we should always try to fulfill their rights and ask them to make dua for us. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there is a great possibility that there might be someone out there who's listening to this silsila, whose parents are no more living in this mortal world. His parents have passed away from this world. And he might be thinking that I have listened to so many bayans, to so many episodes on Madani Channel. I have listened in many ijtimaas the value and importance of parents. And I have realized that I wasn't obedient to my parents. I did not fulfill the huquq and the rights of my parents. So he might be thinking that, is there any way that I can become obedient to my parents by doing any amal, by giving any sadaqah, by giving any charity? Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there is still a chance for us. There is still an opportunity for those brothers who are feeling regret after their parents have passed away. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the one who visits the grave of either of or both of his parents on every Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his sins and his name will be recorded as one treating the parents courteously. Subhanallah. This hadith has given us a formula, a tariqah, us to become obedient to our parents. Has given a tariqah for all those Islamic brothers who are living in this world, that they should go and visit the grave of their beautiful and blessed parents. And inshallah, with the barakat and blessings of this, they will be recorded amongst those people who were obedient to their parents. In another hadith, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has beautifully stated, the one who visits the grave of either of or both of his deceased parents on Friday and recites Surah Yasin over there will be forgiven. Subhanallah. The one who recites Surah Yasin near his parents' grave, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive him. And there are many virtues of visiting the graves of our parents. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to frequently visit the grave of our parents. And for those Islamic brothers and sisters whose parents are still alive in this world, they should try and treat their parents in a proper manner. They should try and do the khidmat of their parents. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this mindset, you get it from the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami. It is my humble request to one and all Islamic brothers as well as Islamic sisters to attend the ijtimaas which takes place in their areas. They should try and tell their Islamic brothers that they should travel in the Madani Qafilas with the devotees of Ashiqi Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They should make it a habit to watch Madani Muzakras, and in that Madani Muzakras, many questions are being questioned to His Eminence Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliya, and he even tries to answer those questions in the beautiful manner. Make it a habit to listen to the Madani Muzakras and to many Madani pearls of Nigrani Shura as well as the Muballigs of Dawat Islami, and keep on watching Madani Channel. Inshallah, with the blessings of this, you will develop a Madani mindset of performing many good deeds, and you will develop a Madani mindset to refrain from sins. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. With this few words, I would leave you all. Keep on watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.